Blog Talk Radio.
There's no time.
down for. And let's get on with the show. My body look good in the shadows. Ooh, baby, what would you do? Have you done this before?
I don't know.
You say you want my hips up in the air. Oh no, I don't care.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, all right, all right, guys. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Thank you guys for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. And this AM, what I do is I do my morning motivational. I do my morning classroom. This is Motivational Classroom with Haru the Oracle, and today we are going to be talking about self-doubt. Wow, self-doubt, y'all. How many of y'all are out here, you know what I'm saying, practicing self-doubt? You know, now here's the thing. What I want to say is this. How many of you guys are out here practicing self-doubt subconsciously? Okay? Hear me. Because if you have not been paying attention to any of my classroom segments, guys, the subconscious, your subconscious habits and your subconscious behavior is going to be really, really key here. You know what I mean? Because that subconscious shit, you know what I'm saying, is what's going to be the most important. Are you aware of that subconscious stuff? You know what I'm saying? And many of you guys, you know, don't even know what the hell subconscious is. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. So I believe that I did a motivational AM segment on the subconscious mind. So be sure that you go back and be sure that you listen to the go back and research. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I did do one. I did Ralph Smart, you know what I'm saying, the subconscious mind. So be sure that you go back and listen to that, guys, because also Bruce Lipton is a great scholar when it comes to the subconscious mind, right? Because when it comes to anything, y'all, you have to be very aware of how your subconscious is projecting, because your subconscious at the end of the day is what's going to determine the projection of your life. So, you know, it's time for you guys to go with it. It's time for us. I'm not just going to say you guys, because it's time for us to go within. It's time for us to get to the root of who we are, you know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is life is forcing us to do that and now, okay? So, yeah, guys, thank you, thank you, thank you again for always being loyal to Enhancing Awareness Radio. I do want to let you know on these classroom segments, it's kind of like, you know, what I do is I choose a YouTube clip, right? And it's kind of like a classroom lecture. And what we do is we discuss the lecture. You know what I mean? That's the format of this. I feel that, you know, in the AM, you know what I'm saying, while you're rising, it used to be called Grand Rising Motivation. But, you know, I decided to change it to Motivational Classroom. But anyhow, You know, it's always great. What are you feeding your mind when you first wake up? You know, a lot of us are waking up on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I wanted to provide a space, you know what I'm saying, on this particular, on our platform to, you know, just kind of do an interaction, because interaction is very, very key and very, very important. So it's one thing just to hear the lecture, soak it up, but, you know, having a place that you can interact, you know what I'm saying, with each individual. You know, I'm a teacher that loves to interact. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a teacher that's just going to, you know, blow a lot of information to you, get a lot of information. We need feedback, okay? How do you feel about this information? How do you, you know, how are you taking it in? You know what I mean? Do you really understand it? Do you really need help? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as a teacher, you know what I mean, a real teacher, right? Well, I'm not going to even judge other teachers and how they do it because, you know, hey, the only question at the end of the day is your teaching effective? Right? So I like for my teaching to be effective. I need follow-ups. I need feedback, all that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the type of teacher I am. I can't speak for others, right? All right. So, again, Motivational Classroom today is going to be topic self-doubt. Now, the YouTube that I chose today is actually by Tony Robbins, right? We love Tony Robbins on the Hanson Awareness Radio. And Tony Robbins is very effective in his teaching. Tony Robbins has been in the game for years. You know what I mean? He teaches an array of different topics. And we've already had him on talking about, not, you know, on in a physical sense, but his YouTube, you know, we played. And we're going to have him on as well. You know, yeah, we had him on, and we're going to have him on again today, right? Because we're gonna speak that shit into existence, right? So, yeah, so anyway, this is one I chose on self-doubt. Now, what I'm doing now is I'm actually putting the YouTube link here in the show notes because I did not do that. So I'm actually doing it right now. But, yeah, guys, this is about self-doubt. So I'm going to take my notes, you know what I mean, and then I invite you guys to call in. The call-in number is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that I can see you in the caller queue, okay? So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go into the clip. And this clip is about 30 minutes, guys. You know what I'm saying? I just will be honest with you. When it comes to these classroom segments, you know what I'm saying, we like to really delve deep and go within. You know what I mean? So if you – I know that we have ADHD in this society. You know what I mean? But if you really, truly want to learn, if you really, truly want the information, you know what I'm saying, these motivational classroom broadcasts is for you. You know what I'm saying? Because we like to be effective. We like to interact. You know what I mean? And this is what it's about. So I will be doing this for you each morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central. So please be sure that you are following our show. Please be sure that you sign up for email updates when we're going live and when we, you know, have upcoming broadcasts. We literally have a host for you on each day. Tonight is going to be my brother, Dwight Jolly, which he is going to be doing numerology readings live, you know what I mean, on air. So be sure, you know, if you want to know what the numbers mean, have you been seeing numbers? You know, you want to know what they mean. You want to know, you know, how they are in sync with you in your life, you know what I mean? Dwight, he does the basic readings on live, but you can also, you know, contact his page, you know what I'm saying, where he offers the service. And, you know, like all of our prices are very inexpensive for the work that we do. So be sure that you guys are supporting my brother, you know what I'm saying, by going to his page and also seeing the services that he is doing. And also, you know, sign up for a service. Just don't be calling in on every show trying to get a free reading. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to stop that. Right? And especially with me, too. You know, y'all going to stop it with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to shut you down real quick. But, so, yeah, we're going to go ahead and jump into the YouTube. Again, this is about 27 minutes, actually. So it's called Never Doubt Yourself. All right? All right, guys, peace and love. And as you guys know, I will come back and I will discuss my notes with you guys and takeaways. And, again, I invite you to call in 929-477-3423. And after the clip, we play a song, and then we come back and we discuss. All right. Thank you again for listening. And again, never doubt yourself. Tony Robbins.
Self-confidence. It's something people talk about all the time when they say why they're not succeeding. Over and over I hear people say, I just don't have enough confidence. Listen, confidence is not something you have, it's something you create, and you can create it at any moment in time. A sense of confidence is nothing but a sense of power within yourself, a sense of certainty that you can pull something off, and you can create that feeling literally in a moment. It's not something that you live with. There is no one that I've ever met that no matter what situation they're in, is always confident. Everybody gets knocked off kilter at times. The key is, can you turn the confidence on when you need it so you can get the most out of yourself? Does that make sense so far? So you've got to remember that feeling confident is nothing but a state of mind. And you can change and create any state you want at any moment in time, no matter what's going on around you. Let me give you some specific examples. There are three primary ways that you can create self-confidence at any moment in time to get the most out of yourself and produce the results you really want. Approach number one you're familiar with. It's called physiology. You've got to remember that any feeling you've ever had in your body, whether it be fear, anxiety, concern, depression, frustration, or ecstasy, power, unstoppability, confidence, success, those emotions, any emotion you feel comes from the way you use your physical body. The only way you can feel anything is by the way you move, the way you breathe, your facial expressions. So if you're not feeling confident, you don't have to intellectually try and pump yourself up because it doesn't always work. I'm sure you've tried at times to go, well, I need to be confident. I know I should be confident, but you're still not there. Well, let me tell you, the quickest way to get confident is to change your physiology radically. Listen, in our seminars around the country, those Unleash the Power Within programs, we take people through a first evening we call Fear into Power. And it's an experience where we get you to change your conditioning and feel totally confident in an area you'd normally be totally afraid of. So at the broadcast site, we use a firewalk experience where everyone walks across the fire between 1,200 and 2,000 degrees burning hot coals. And in the theaters, we have people actually learn how to break through wood, karate style, and they do it in about 15 minutes. And it requires not only confidence, as you might guess, but competence to do something that most people take 2 or 3 years to learn how to do in a few minutes. Now, the purpose of this is to get people in a state of being totally strong and confident, even though they were totally afraid, lacking confidence only moments before. Let me tell you something. To get yourself across a bed of burning hot coals or to smash through some wood, even though you might be tiny and small and the wood is much bigger than you've ever done before, I got to tell you something. To do that, you got to make a major change in your state. Major. Now, let me tell you how we do that. The number one way we do this is we get people to move their bodies with a level of intensity and power that they probably never experienced before. Remember, earlier in these tapes, I said to you that emotion is created by motion. The way you move your body physically, the way you breathe, your facial expressions, instantly affects your emotional state, the way you feel, and the way you think. So if you need confidence, you must move in a confident way. You must literally put yourself at level 10 or above. You remember those conversations? So what I do with people is literally, I'll take somebody who's comes up to the fire and they go, oh gosh, I really don't think I could do this. And I say, and I couldn't do it either if I talk like you right now. Stand up. Breathe strong. Take a huge deep breath in. Blow it out hard. What I want you to do is say the word yes. And they go, yes. I said, no. Say yes. And I have them yell. And they go, yes. Say it again. Yes. And pretty soon they feel incredibly strong. And I say, walk. And they go, okay. And it's like instantly. A moment ago, they were totally afraid. Now they have the confidence to do it. The only difference was changing their state of mind and emotion by changing the way they're using their body. But I do it radically. Major explosive changes. In other words, if I was going to make a gesture, I wouldn't just like reach my hand out toward you. I'd snap it out there. That's the kind of state of confidence I'm talking about. Are you following me? In other words, you've got to move deliberately as if you are absolutely, totally in control. You know you can create any result you want. If you meet someone who's confident, you know it before they open their mouth, don't you? Can't you tell by the way they move, by the way they speak? Listen, what if when you turn these tapes on, I said, I want to thank you for listening. Tony Robbins, and I want to share with you over the next 30 days how you could have, absolute, total self-confidence. You'd go, get rid of this guy. What am I doing? What's going on here? Who is this guy? Is he on drugs? What's the deal? See, the bottom line is I communicate rapidly because I'm confident. Is that I'm competent? No, confident. That's what I'm talking about. Hopefully I'm competent too. But the bottom line is I'm just letting it go. Out of that state of confidence, though, ideas pop up. This whole set of tapes have been designed to help you get results without limits. I didn't sit here and say, okay, no, I'm going to say this, and then I'll say that, and then I'll put it in this order. I want you and I to have a relationship that moves you. This whole set of programs comes from my ability to say, I'm confident, I know I can reach this person. If I didn't believe that, you and I couldn't have this conversation right now. But sometimes I don't feel confident. Sometimes I don't feel like I know what I'm going to say next. Have you ever been there? What I do at that time is act as if I know what I'm doing, which is a useful approach. Now you might say, well, you're teaching people to be confident but not competent. I got news for you. If you're confident enough, you can develop the competence. But if you're competent and you don't have confidence, you'll never succeed. There are many competent people who could accomplish incredible results, but they're missing the confidence. Am I suggesting to you to be foolhardy? No. What I'm suggesting to you is learn how to turn on the confidence rapidly. Use enough of it to learn what you need to know to be competent and effective and produce the results. But you'd be surprised how much more you know than you realize if you really get yourself in the right state of mind. Does that make sense? Try it. Try moving your body in a confident way. In fact, try it right now. Please, stand up. Again, if you're in the car, it'll be a little bit more difficult. Oh, no, 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 don't sit back down. Some of you started to stand up and you sat back down. Don't do that. I'm there. I'm watching. I'm telling you. Stand up, and what I want you to do is just try something. Stand the way you'd be standing if you felt unstoppably confident. Breathe the way you'd be breathing if you felt unstoppably confident. Really go for it. Put the kind of expression on your face that you'd have if you were unstoppably confident. And make some gestures. Actually, move your hands out with some power as if you're trying to make a point with real power and where you know that what you're going to say is going to be effective. And just notice how that feels. Say something. Say yes in the tone of voice of somebody who is totally confident. Don't go, yes, 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 yes. Yes, with some power. And just feel how it feels in your body. Get a sense of it. Turn on more intensity than you would normally use with another person. Just feel it in your body so you feel what it's like. You want to be able to turn it on just by turning your body on. This is critical. With this as a power, you can go from being afraid to strong in a matter of moments. Now try something really stupid and silly. While you're standing there, I'd like you to walk around your room, and the way I'd like you to do that is I want you to imagine there's a cape shooting off the back of your back. I'm going to have this call, we call this a cape walk. Now, if nothing else has felt stupid up until now, this one is guaranteed to assist you in this process. What I want you to do is stand up, pretend there's a cape back there, shoulders are back, and I want you to walk around, just walk around in a circle, but like you got this cape flowing back there with a sense of pride and power. And they go, I'm not going to do this. Listen. Only those who are truly secure can participate in this exercise. Go for it. Try it. Come on. Walk around and just notice what it feels like. Seriously, walk around and notice how it feels to have a cape on your back. And from that state, even though it seems humorous, try it right now while you're listening to me. Walk around and feel what it feels like to have this cape flowing off your back there. And notice what happens in terms of your confidence. Even though you may be laughing, do you feel a little stronger? Are you more upright? Do you feel more alive? Just know this, you can sit back down now, don't sit on your cape. Bottom line is this, if you are making gestures with certainty, if you're moving with certainty, with some acceleration, with some power, if you speak with that kind of tempo, you will feel confident no matter how you were feeling a few moments ago. If you want to feel like you have a lack of confidence, move not only slowly, because slowly you could still be confident and move slowly, but move with hesitation, speak with hesitation. And within a short period of time, you can cause yourself to not only feel bored with yourself, but also to actually feel like you can't accomplish anything. In essence, remember this. Using your physical body effectively can put you in a state of confidence no matter what was happening around you. No matter how intense the situation, no matter how scary, no matter how difficult, you always have that resource. Don't ever say to yourself again, well, I just don't have enough confidence. Break out of that shell. If you don't feel like you have confidence, create it right now. It's not a thing that somebody gave you years ago. It's not something you missed out on. It's something you create by the way you speak, by the way you move, by the way you gesture. That's one. Here's number two. Control your mental focus. Remember, what you focus on is going to determine how you feel. So if you focus constantly on how things might not work out, and you look at in your brain all the possibilities of, well, what if this doesn't work, or what if that doesn't happen? If that's your mental focus, of course you're going to lack confidence. Remember, we experience whatever we focus on. So if you're focusing on how things won't work, you're going to feel the pain that you associate to that. You're going to create a tremendous amount of doubt, and then it usually becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You don't get what you want. Let me give you a kind of a simple example. I'd like you to try something. Please listen and please do this. What I want you to do is think of something you really want to have happen in your future, something you'd like to have or do or be. And what I'd like you to do is hope that you'll get this to happen in your life. Okay, try it. Think of something you really want in your life, something you really want to have happen, and hope it'll happen. Notice how it feels when you hope it'll happen. You may even notice what you say to yourself when you hope something will happen. Now, what I want you to do is get out of that state, completely get out of that state for a second, and now let's have you think about the same thing you want to have happen in your life, but this time, I want you to expect that it will happen. Absolutely, totally expect it. Know it, okay? And when you know it's going to happen, I want you to notice what happens to the pictures in your mind as you think about it. What's different? I want you to notice the difference in your body. Absolutely expect it will happen. You expect this will occur. You absolutely know it. Now, I got a question for you. Is there a difference in how you feel in your body, first of all? And I think you'll find the answer is yes. In addition, is there a difference in even how you visualize these two things in your mind? There are several distinctions that I make usually when I ask people what the difference is between their hoping and their expecting. Invariably, number one distinction is people tell me things like, well, I noticed that when I was hoping that the picture was dim or it was dark or it was gray or it was black and white or it was two pictures. I saw myself succeeding, but I also saw the possibility of failing. Versus when I expected, I saw just one picture. I saw it happening. Interesting. When you focus on it just happening, you feel confident. When you focus on it might happen or it might not happen, you don't feel so confident. Is that fair to say? Also, when people focus on things that they're expecting, many times they put it in color. The other thing that commonly comes up is people say things like, well, when I was hoping, I felt kind of passive. And when I was expecting, I felt active. I felt like I needed to do something. Interesting. Was that true for you? The reason is whatever we focus on, we get. So if you're focusing on two possibilities, your brain is getting different neuroassociations. It's going, could be painful, could be pleasurable. Your brain doesn't know what to do. It doesn't feel confident. But when you expect and focus on one result and you say, this is what it is, I'm going to accomplish this, I expect it, immediately your level of self-confidence goes up and you feel active immediately because your brain says, hey, if I do this, I can get some pleasure in my life. Does that make sense? That's the process we're talking about. We must control our focus. And one way to do it, of course, is to control our focus by controlling the questions we ask ourselves. Invariably, people who have a lot of doubt ask questions that create it. They say things like, well, could I really get this done, I wonder? Or, God, I wonder if this will get screwed up too. Versus coming from the place of saying, how can I get this done? Or better, what's the best way I can get this done? See, when something comes up for me, if I want to be confident, I don't say, gosh, do you think I can really pull this off? I ask myself, what's the best way to get this done? And enjoy the process. Now, by doing that, listen to the presupposition there. The presupposition is my mind's going to focus on how to get it done. I'm going to start expecting it's going to get done. I'm going to feel confident. Versus saying, will it work or will it not? In which case, I start focusing on two different possibilities and I lose my confidence. Are you following me? Good. Now, third way that we can control our focus is just to change our core beliefs. We've already talked about how to do this over and over again. If you walk around in life believing that the only way you can feel confident is if you've already accomplished something, you got a problem. You're limiting yourself to the number of things you can ever feel confident about and succeed. In other words, some people say, well, how can I be confident when I've never done it before? Listen, I feel confident in all kinds of things I've never done before. You say, well, that's because you're screwed up. No, that's not why it is. It's because I come from a belief system that says this, that if I can imagine it, I can achieve it. So if I can even imagine it, I know I can achieve it, and that allows me to be confident. Plus, I have a belief system that says, if I'm committed, there's always a way to make it work. And no matter how tough the situation is, if I don't know how to make it work, somebody else does, and I can get their help. So I come from that place, and that allows me to be confident. I know I can get help. I know if I'm committed, there's a way to do it. And I know that anything in the past I've really been able to imagine accomplishing and finding a role model for, I can accomplish. Hey, listen, everything you do now, you once weren't good at. Everything you do now, there was a time when you had not done it. Why wait to get confident? Besides that, I know I can be confident about what I'm about to begin because I know, look, if it doesn't work out, I'll learn something, and that makes me feel confident because that learning will allow me to be better in the future. In other words, set yourself up to be able to be confident. Again, I'm not suggesting be foolhardy. I'm just telling you how to turn confidence on when you need it, and most of the time you do need it. So a key question a lot of people ask me is, well, how can I create that level of belief? I understand I can change my body, but how can I create that belief so I wouldn't have to work at it? Well, there's a simple process that I teach people, and I call it my success cycle. And it's, for me, is my way of explaining why people who succeed seem to continue to succeed and get even stronger, and people who fail seem to go down a downward spiral. Why do the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? Not just in terms of rich or poor financially, but rich meaning mental, emotional, social, spiritual, intellectual, physiological, and financial. I put a copy of the drawing of my success cycle there on your summary. Now, if you take a look at it, you'll see that there are four elements that I think affect the quality of our lives. And I've got them represented there by those four boxes. Up in the top left-hand corner there, you should see the word potential. What's the potential of any human being? I personally believe it absolutely is unlimited. None of us even come close to scratching our real potential. The second element that affects human performance is our actions, up there in the box in the right-hand corner. The third element that affects performance are the actual results that we've gotten. In other words, what's the impact of our present actions and potential being utilized? And finally, the fourth element that affects performance is our beliefs. And you'll see that down in the left-hand corner in that box. And you notice that all these boxes have arrows that connect them, and they're all pointing in a particular direction, going clockwise, as if this was a continuous cycle. How does it work? Well, number one, what's the potential of any human being? Again, unlimited. But do most people's results in life, that bottom right-hand corner box, do most people's results reflect that level of potential? I would say no way. What's the problem? You might say, oh, I see what it is, Tony. It's that second box at the top. They don't take enough what? Action. I think that's true in many cases, but that's not the only problem. There are a lot of people who go out there and take a lot of action and still get lousy results. Why? Action by itself is great, but it is not enough. Hey, if you're in sales and you go out and make 100 cold calls because you're doing lousy, but you go out in a state of mind where you don't expect anyone's going to buy, and you turn to people and say things like, you wouldn't want to buy anything from me, would you? Maybe you don't say that verbally, but maybe your face says that because you don't expect them to. Is that going to affect your results? You better believe it's going to. You're going to get lousy results. In other words, success starts with our beliefs. If you look at that bottom left-hand box, that is the core of your performance. Think about it. See, the potential is there, but if for some reason you start out with some limiting beliefs like, well, I don't have that much self-confidence anyway, or I don't have the background, or I've never done this before, so I probably won't succeed anyway. If you have that belief, are you likely to tap a lot of your potential? Highly unlikely. Now, if you don't think you're going to succeed and you're not using much potential, are you likely to take massive action? Hardly. Now, when you tap a little bit of potential and you only take a little bit of action, what kind of results do you get? A little bit of results, if any. Now, what does that do to your brain and your beliefs? Your brain goes, see, I told you so. Now you have this reinforcing belief pattern because it points back to that experience. So what happens? You have even less belief. You tap even less potential. You take even less action, if that's possible. You get even worse results. And now you're truly locked into the downward spiral to the point where now you start looking at how can you do the very least to get by. That's called death rattle to personal success. The opposite is also true, too. Sometimes people have an experience in life where for some reason they get a result or something happens and they begin to absolutely believe, not just hope, but know that they can accomplish something. When that happens, whether it's because you changed your body or you had a new experience, you're going to tap a lot more potential when you know you're going to succeed, aren't you? And therefore, you're going to probably take a lot more action. Knowing you're going to succeed, you're inspired, you're going to go for it. When you take a lot of action and use a lot of your potential, what kind of results do you get? Usually great results. When you get great results, what does that do to your belief? Your brain goes, see, I told you you would succeed. And sure enough, now your beliefs are even stronger. So what do? You tap even more potential. You take massive action, and you get even greater results. What happens? Your belief's even stronger, and now you're in that success cycle. You're in that place where you literally have momentum that drives you to a whole new level. That's how beliefs are formed. You might say, well, how can I get results, though? What do I do if I'm on the downward spiral? Well, you don't change your potential. That's always there. You don't just take action, although that's a great first step. You've got to change your beliefs, and one of the easiest ways to do that is change your results in advance. You might say, what do you mean? Well, let me give you an example. Would you please stop what you're doing right now and do this exercise with me? Change your focus and pay 100% attention. You're going to like this. Here's what I want you to do. Please stand up just for a moment. Come on, stand up there. Come on. And what I'd like you to do is put your feet together so they're pointing straight ahead. Then what I want you to do is just take your right arm and bring it straight out in front of you and point your right index finger directly in front of you so you're pointing straight ahead. When I say now, what I'd like you to do is turn clockwise as far as you can comfortably without stretching yourself or pushing yourself or really hurting yourself, okay? Ready? Go ahead and turn clockwise now as far as you can and just notice where you end up. Good. Now come back again. Okay, drop your right arm, close your eyes, and what I want you to do is something really simple, some simple neuroassociative conditioning. Now, it's going to be simpler than anything we've done so far. All I want you to do is imagine that you're bringing your right arm back up again, and I want you to imagine it so vividly that you actually feel as if and see your hand coming up in front of you, straight out, pointing in front of you again. In other words, don't actually do it, but make it so real that it feels as if it's happening and you can see it occurring. Then in your mind's eye, see and feel yourself turning clockwise again, only this time going twice as far. And make it effortless and expect to enjoy it. Good. And then come back around in your mind, and again in your mind, see and feel your arm coming up in front of you with your finger pointing straight ahead. And when I say now, turn clockwise and see and feel. No, don't actually do it, but make it so real it feels like it's happening. See and feel yourself again turning, and this time going three times as far as you did the first time. Excellent. And now do it a third time. Do it very rapidly and feel and expect yourself to go almost four times as far where you turn almost all the way around. Very good. Now, open your eyes. Bring your right arm back up physically this time with your finger pointing straight ahead. And when I say now, turn clockwise and go as far as you can without hurting yourself and watch how much further you go this time. Go for it. If you're like most people, you've gone much further. In fact, the average person goes at least a third further than they did before. So I got a question for you. Go ahead and have a seat. My question is this. What happened here? Did your potential change? No, you always had the potential to turn that far. Did you, like, make major changes in your actions? No way. You didn't make major changes in your actions, but your results did change. Why? Because by rehearsing in your mind over and over again, you conditioned your mind to believe, to feel certain that it could go much further. You created an association in your nervous system that said, this will feel good and I can go further. And now you've gone much further. In fact, if you did it again, you could go even further again. So this is a perfect metaphor for what has to happen in life. If you want to succeed, you need to rehearse over and over succeeding until it's so real for you, your brain begins to believe it. Now you'll tap more potential, you'll take better action, and in real life, you'll get better results. Then it'll reinforce your belief, and now you're off and running. Does this make sense? This is the way to create lifelong, unstoppable self-confidence. This is what I did for myself, because I was on the downward spiral. All I did was create the results in my head so vividly, I began to believe them. When I believed them, I tapped more potential, I took more action, I started to get those real results in my life, emotionally, economically, and my relationships, in virtually every area of my life. And let me leave you with two more things on confidence. One, if you really want to be confident, know what causes people to lack in it. Focusing too much on yourself and not enough on other people will guarantee that you'll lack confidence. What do I mean? I mean, some people lack confidence because they pick themselves apart. They spend all day, every day, analyzing themselves. Why did I do this? Why don't I do that? How come I never accomplish these things? They ask lousy questions, they get lousy answers, and they create a tremendous amount of self-doubt. Do you want to have more confidence? Stop analyzing yourself so much and focus on other people and how you can contribute to them. And as you start giving to other people, you'll feel more confident about what you can even do for yourself. Does that make sense? And finally this. You can feel confident if all you do is remember some of the things you've accomplished in your life. You are a successful, competent person. You've done a lot of things in your life extremely well. No matter who you are or what your background is, there are things in this world that you are really good at, things you've really accomplished in your life that you've got to be proud of. Every human being I meet, I know, is my superior. Because I know all of us in life have focused our attention on various things, and whatever you've focused on a lot, you're good at. And every human being I meet in my life, I know that I'm superior to in some way as well. And that makes me feel confident as well, knowing I can learn from other people and that I can give too. So in order to help yourself really have reasons to feel confident, not just put yourself in state, but to feel like you got reasons, all you've got to do is manage your memories better. Pull out some of your memories of tough situations in your life where you didn't think you could pull it off, but you turned it around. You have some of those, don't you? Situations where you thought, I can never figure a way to pull this off, and yet you did. You need to remember more of those and less of the times when you felt overwhelmed. What I want you to do is take out your success journal, and your assignment for today is simple. I want you to come up with 5 of your greatest successes in life. Things where you've really turned it on. Maybe some situations where it looked really dark, looked really difficult, and you didn't know how you're going to pull it off, but you did. And all I want you to do is write down a paragraph or so about each one of those. In other words, pull out of your memory file some of the references that can show you that you deserve to be confident, that you're competent and confident that you can make things happen even in the toughest of times. And use those examples to remind yourself in the future that whatever's going on, you can find a way. Do that today and have some fun filtering through your memories and picking 5 of your favorites.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Now, I didn't have my song ready, so I don't want y'all to experience silence, but Tony Robbins is amazing, y'all. I mean, amazing, amazing, amazing. So this has been Motivational Classroom with Huru the Oracle, and I mean, we just gonna hop right into it, you know what I'm saying? I see my brother's on. He has hopped on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, today we are actually talking about self-doubt. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, how many of you out here, you know what I'm saying, self-doubting yourself? And at the top of this broadcast, you know what I'm saying, I noted that, you know, how many of y'all are self-doubting yourself subconsciously, see? Because, see, it's a for me, you know what I'm saying, I feel that when it comes to self-doubt, this is another one of those programs, right, that we are now coming into, you know, deprogramming ourselves and reprogramming ourselves, right? And self-doubt is one of those. So my brother Dwight is on the line. Brother, peace.
Peace, bro, peace. What's going on, man?
Beautiful peace day, bro.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Every day is a beautiful day, my brother.
We have to
maintain mind state.
Yeah, that mindset. Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking about self-doubt today, brother. What is your spin on self-doubt? Because there are a lot, I get clients a lot, you know what I'm saying? And self-doubt seems to be that root. So what's your spiel on self-doubt?
Man, self-doubt. I just talked to somebody about this yesterday, a client. And I was just reminding his brother of, because he was telling me about all that, like he was talking about how he wanted a car, how he was so fearful of losing the car, and everything that he said before he said it, he was fearful of losing it before he even got it. And I let him talk, and I didn't say anything. So, and I was like, "Do you know the power in what you just said?" Mm. He was like, "What you mean?" I said, the only thing I heard you kept saying was, I was fearful. I was fearful. I got the car. I was fearful. I lost it. I was still fearful. I got it back. I got another car. I was fearful of losing it. I lost it. I was everything you were fearful of losing, you end up losing. See, this is how we control our realities. See, our doubts are our limitations. Once you begin to doubt yourself, you're really limiting the universe from serving you. I just posted a video about that, about letting go. See, there's levels to this. The doubt is like the seed of fear. From that derives so many other things. We often set limitations on ourselves because we're doubting ourselves because of expectations that we have on ourselves or either trying to live up to somebody else's. So, see, you cannot doubt yourself when you fully know yourself. See, this is why there's so much power in knowing yourself, facing your opposite, letting go of those things that you cannot control. Just embracing things as they are, being in the moment. See, there's so much power when you're able to let go of doubting yourself and really knowing your power. See, a man is only as powerful as his will. So if your will to do anything is just, if you're waking up every day and you're just going throughout the day, just hoping that things are happening or going to happen for you. And it's I tell people, you're almost like an accident waiting to happen. And I was dealing with one of my brothers, man. He's still in the game. He's still hustling, right? Mm-hmm. So I see him yesterday. He didn't see me. So I was going to follow him, and I got behind him. And he still didn't see me. I'm hitting the horn, hitting the horn. So finally I noticed he saw me. But when he saw me, he sped up because he didn't know my car. So he sped up. And I just stopped. Like, I literally stopped. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I got to talk to my brother, because he's doubting himself, because he doesn't understand that whoever this is doesn't bring me any harm. See, he automatically got a ring. That fur hit him off. That fur hit him. So it reminded me of how I used to be in the game, and how I used to be in the streets, and how so many of our other brothers are living their lives in fur. And see, this comes from doubt. See, we're so sure of so many other things, but when it comes to really securing ourselves and really making sure that our own well-being is okay and we can stand strong in any situation and face it, see, this is where the real doubt kicks in, see. This is when you really realize that you don't trust yourself to even trust yourself enough to save your own life, to even know that things are working in your favor and you are protected. See, this is doubt. There's so many levels to doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, doubt can grow on you. It will consume you. It will take over your life. It will really stop you from living. There are people that get comfortable in their doubts. They get complacent where they are. Religion teaches you to be comfortable in your pain. It teaches you that it is okay to limit yourself and doubt yourself, because you're steadily relinquishing your power to something outside of you. See, the doubt grows. Mm-hmm. It festers. See, it gains momentum, as well as the positive energy within you. See, once you control your doubts and you stop yourself from really doubting yourself, it's like the limitations become endless. The abundance become boundless. So you really got to check yourself, man. And I still haven't pulled up on my brother, but I want to tell him, do you understand what you're inviting into your life, bro?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand that when you take off every day and you infer of something happening to you, you are doubting your ability to maintain. You are doubting the fact that you are safe, that you are protected.
Yeah.
And when we operate in different realms of thinking and different realms of existence, see, that's when a lot of the doubt comes. It's just there. It dwells in certain areas of our lives that we allow ourselves to slip into these certain places to where we're unsure of even who we are. So the doubt is inevitable when you don't know who you are. You can't help but doubt things because you're unsure of yourself. See, it's automatic, so. And man, it's so powerful, bro. And I'm gonna tell you, I just looked on Facebook and saw the post, and I clicked on, and boom, you was like ready to bring my brother on, but nothing.
Yeah, it was right on time, bro. I saw you. I said, I'm bringing the white on first. I ain't gonna. I didn't even have my song ready, bro. You know.
Yeah.
Let's just jump right into it.
I heard Tony Robbins stop, and I was like, okay, what bro got going on? Then next thing you know, you're like, okay, I ain't have a song ready. You know, it's all right.
But, I mean, you know how we highly respect Tony Robbins, you know, on Enhancing Awareness Radio. Yeah, he was just breaking it down, bro. And what he said about self-doubt was, you know, he started off the gate. He was like, self-confidence, see? And that's what you're speaking about.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like your homeboy, you know what I'm saying? He just didn't have that self-confidence or, you know, that fear, you know what I'm saying, of to save his life as far as who he is. And see, a lot of our brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Yep.
You know. Yep. So,
absolutely right, bro.
Divine, man. You
absolutely
said some
right.
powerful stuff. And, you know, another thing that I realized too, bro, is that, you know, like, even with my clients, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like, you know, like, one thing that frustrates the fuck out of me is that I cannot shake that self-doubt program, bro.
It is.
You know what
bro,
I mean?
Bro, it is a spell. I'm starting to realize it's a spell, bro. Like, honestly. Because we got to think about, and I'm going to tell you, bro, you don't understand how many lessons that I've received working with these kids, bro, within these last few months. The universe has allowed me so much clarity has come through me, man, from just watching these kids that it is It is showing me the root of the programming, the root of the spell, where it all begins, where the disconnect really starts with us. That's what this is showing me when I'm working with these kids every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm automatically seeing this is why I am where I am, because it is not about anything else. I see these things for as they are. See, the programming and the spell start early. We start to doubt ourselves at such an early age. Because we're told these things that we cannot do. Hey, you can't do this. You need permission to go outside. You need permission to sit down. You need permission to talk. You need permission to eat. You need permission to do this. So early on, you start to develop, like, I got to always ask somebody, can I do something? I got to always look for somebody else to protect me. We tell these kids that if somebody does something bad to you, don't put your hands on nobody. You come tell the teacher first, or you go do this first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
like, that automatic innate ability to protect yourself, to survive, is automatically suppressed in you from day one. From the gate, it's suppressed in you. You are automatically losing and relinquishing your power. You don't even know it because you're young. So you're being programmed. You're being taught these things. And see, this is where the school with the prison pipeline becomes so crucial. This is why a bunch of brothers even get out of jail and they still don't have no guidance, because they don't know how to guide themselves. We've been taught our whole lives to look outside of ourselves for guidance, to look outside of ourselves for power, to look outside of ourselves for stability, to look outside of ourselves for strength.
Yeah.
There's so much power that we have to take back that we've relinquished over our lives, and the programming starts so early in our lives, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part about it is most of us are not even willing to peel back those layers and go into our childhood. But see, this is a three. There's so many people that is doing shadow work right now, doing inner child work right now, that are having to identify with things that they went through in their early childhood, people that hurt them early on, but they can identify with that pain right now today.
Yeah.
There's so much power in that, bro. And I know you and I can confess to this wholeheartedly. So it's like... Man, you got to meet them where they at when it comes to that.
You got to meet them where they at. You know, Dwight, something that came to me while you were talking, it's like, okay, so what does born into sin really mean? You know.
You were born into talk sin, see. Automatically, you were born into a world to where sin is taught to you.
Yep.
Everything you do is about your lower self. Everything that you're taught is about your pride, your lust, your greed, your envy. Your jealousy. Mm-hmm. You taught who to like. You taught who to hate.
Like a fucking robot.
Like I'm telling you, program. You taught to live in your lower self like that. Your higher self cannot dwell in you, because this world is teaching you that everything about you is about what you want, what you desire, instant gratification. It's about you extinguishing your fire to light somebody else's. You know what I'm saying? It's about you sacrificing yourself. And it's like, once we break, we got to break away from that. And it's just so many layers that we got to peel back, bro. And I meet people where they at when I do these readings with them. And there's some people that I don't even discuss God with, bro. Like, there's some people that are not ready for those type of discussions, because I just allow them, I just plant small seeds to where they're along the line, just start to really believe in their own power. So it's like you have to just ignite that flame in them sometimes. Sometimes we just want to, man, I'm going to keep your flame going. No, I'm just going to ignite it, and you have to keep your flame burning.
Yeah.
I have clients, bro, and they see a post about Jesus, and it trips me out. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I tell them, though, hold on to whatever's keeping you whole. I'm not going to take that from you. So if you still are finding wholeness within that, please do that. If you still want to say your father is doing this for you, and you're still calling that voice within you your father, like, if you still want to do that, if you, you know, if that's what you want to do and not embrace that within you, it's, at least you're embracing the God within you some type of way.
Yeah.
Even if you're identifying with something else, but you still realize that it is within you. So that's why you see a lot of powerful people, and they still talk about God, but they know that God still lives within them. They may still call it the Father, but, you know, they still understand that there's some type of ability working through me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just igniting the flame. And over time, things will happen, because either the cycle's going, either you're going to repeat or evolve, as we know.
That's it.
So either
that's
your flame is going to grow, and it's, you know what I'm saying? Your flame is going to grow, and it's going to get to the point to where you can light all other flames around you, like the light workers that we are. Or your flame is just going to remain a flicker in the night. You know what I'm saying? So it's all on
you. That's it.
You know, Dwight, you mentioned something very key, and you know what I'm saying? And that's something that I had to learn, too, because when I found out about all of it, and when I started to, I was angry. You know what I'm saying? Especially at the church. You know, like, I was in recovery, and, you know, in recovery, you got to write down your, in step four, you got to write down your resentments and shit. The church was, like, number one. You know what I mean? Like, how could you lie to me, you know? But I what I'm getting at is I have found that, you know, some, even in awakening, you know what I'm saying, sometimes that still works for people. You know what I mean? And
yes,
if
yes.
Jesus, if the Jesus metaphor, you know what I'm saying, if it works for you, then great. You know, I have been fortunate enough to meet Christians who wasn't even about all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They were real. They were people like us. You know what I'm saying? They real genuine. They truly do give a fuck. You know what I mean? They ain't about the money. You know, you got some
right.
Holy, wholesome people. You know what I'm saying? That are really, truly genuine within that paradigm. You know what
right.
I mean? So we cannot exclude that, right?
At all.
So very great point, man. But, yeah, Dwight, thank you, brother, for your feedback on that. I hope you guys really, really soaked in what Dwight just said because it was very, very powerful.
I read it, bro. You know, it's always a pleasure.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And then Dwight, I had promoted your broadcast tonight. You know what I'm saying? Dwight is a numerologist. And Dwight, you know, are you guys seeing numbers? Tell them about, you know, your business, Dwight, and what you do. Tell them a little bit about what you do in your broadcast tonight.
Man, tonight, I am going to, I just thought about, well, I thought about this yesterday, and I said I was going to make the post today. I'm going to make it shortly. I'm at 11:11.
Okay.
Actually, I'm gonna make this post, but I want people to. I'm going to allow people to show me or, you know, give me what I'm gonna do on the post. First of all, is I'm going to post a post and I'm going to tell people to post their names and I will give them some clarity on whatever they're going through in their lives if they're looking for any, and I want them to simply post the time that they saw the post on there. The messages are always coming through, like the universe and. Mathematical equations and numbers are what makes up this universe. So numbers are sacred. Numbers are sacred tones. Numbers are messages from the angels. Numbers are many things. Numbers are influences. Numbers are energies. Numbers are many things when it comes to understanding and understanding what they mean to you. So what I'm going to do tonight is allow people, if you feel the need, if you need the clarity in your life, you can also call in and you can just tell me whatever it is that you're feeling, and if you're not seeing any times or anything, just simply give me your birthday, and the numbers will do the rest. As my goddess sister Jamila said, the numbers talk to me. I am the numbers whisperer. So I embrace that wholeheartedly, and I embrace it with gratitude. So yeah, it is what it is, man. Y'all call in and y'all check it out.
Absolutely, and that's going to be tonight, guys, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. You guys, be sure that you guys are following the show, and also be sure that you are following our Facebook group. Everything is in the show notes, and I also just posted how to contact Dwight. You know what I'm saying? So please – wait, I thought I posted it, but I will definitely post it here. Make sure it's here, how to contact Dwight. All right, Dwight, brother. Appreciate you, man, as always, as you know.
I already preach, brother. Bless and namaste.
All right, namaste. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and take a short break real quick while I gather myself in my notes and everything. So I'm going to take a short break, guys, and we will be right back.
You're my baby, my lover, my lady. All night you make me want you. It drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way. 'Cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste. no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side. Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful? I wanna give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. I wanna be always here by your side.
When you're not here, you don't know how much I miss you. The whole time on my mind is how much I'm gonna get to make you feel so good, like you know I could. Tell me if you feel the same way, cause it just feels so right. I don't wanna waste no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know?
Yes,
I wanna give
my love to you, girl.
Not just tonight, but for the rest of your life.
Your life,
I wanna be
always here by your side.
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful?
I wanna give all my love to you, girl.
All right, guys, welcome back, welcome back. All right, guys, so yeah, this is a Motivational Classroom with Haru the Oracle, and then today we are talking about self-doubt. Now, you know, for me, self-doubt is the parasite, you know what I'm saying? And we had our brother Dwight Jolly, you know what I'm saying, grace the platform. I do want to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, Dwight Jolly's information is also in the show notes. You know, you can contact him directly on Facebook, or you can email him. And please be sure that you guys are going to Helping You Find Your True Facebook page, because Dwight, great services. I mean, the brother is divine, y'all. And, I mean, if you listen to any of the Motivational Classroom segments, you know, you can just hear, when you hear Dwight speak, you know what I'm saying, it's just like you just have no choice but to just listen. You know what I'm saying? So he actually offers services. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of you guys are calling in every Friday, you know what I'm saying, just to get a free reading. Go to the brother page, you know what I'm saying, and go to, you know, look at his services tab. You know what I'm saying? The prices are very inexpensive, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And just take out his services, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, support him, you know what I'm saying? Start supporting black business, you know what I'm saying? You just, I mean, you know, just y'all, you know what I'm saying? They're calling in on every free reading show. I'm shutting it down, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So just to know, if you are a repeat, you know, caller, we're going to shut you down immediately, right? You know what I'm saying? Because please email Dwight. Please email me. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want these readings and stuff, y'all, please do not take advantage. You know what I mean? So, all right, guys. So getting back to self-doubt. Now, he spoke. Tony Robbins went in the gate talking about self-confidence, y'all. And self-confidence is something that I mastered over time. Now, see, I want you guys to know what we practice is what we get good at. You know what I'm saying? So let's take the self-doubt program. You know what I'm saying? Let's take it at its root, right? This is a program that was conditioned, you know what I'm saying, to you at an early age, you know, as Dwight was saying, you know, religion, you know, your mama and father, you know what I'm saying? It's like a generational curse, a generational spell, you know what I'm saying, that has been passed down. So we can't really be mad at our folks, you know, before us, because it's a spell that was passed down from generation to that ancestral trauma. See, a lot of you all have to start getting in tune, not only just the subconscious. See, it's levels to it, y'all. Not only the subconscious, but the after subconscious. After you begin to understand the subconscious mind, then you move on to understand and overstand ancestral trauma. Now, that's some shit right there that I'm still working on. So I cannot teach on that, okay? But what I can do is direct you to the archives where we had Beck Crow on, who is a teacher on that particular topic, and she broke it down for you. So go in the archives, look for ancestral trauma with Beck Crow. It is in the archives, guys, if you guys want to know more about ancestral trauma. But ancestral trauma is going to be a very important topic in order to build your self-confidence, right? You can start on a base level, but, you know, like when you are out and when you walk, are you walking with your head down? This is an example that I did personally. Every time my feet hit the pavement, I promise you, I envision myself walking on a runway. You know what I'm saying? I envision myself, you know, there was a meme that was going around, you know what I'm saying? And it was a video, you know what I'm saying, where the guy held the other guy's head up, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, pick your head up, hold your head up, you know what I'm saying? You know, hold your head up high, you know what I'm saying? And know that it will happen. Know that it's possible. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing about believing, but, you know, we are in an age now of knowing, right? Knowing that it's going to happen. Know that it's already happening. There is nothing out there. There is nothing that's coming. You have to speak life, right? And know that you can do it. Because, see, whether you say that you can or whether you say that you can't, you're both right. You're both right. You know what I'm saying? So speak with a high peak. You know, speak life. You must walk with a grand stance. I just spoke about that. Feeling confident is a state of mind. Dwight was talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Feeling confident is a state of mind. It truly is, right? So, yeah. Self-confidence is something you create. Woo! Yeah. Self-confidence is something that you create. You know what I'm saying? So please know that. Let's see. What else? All right. So to get out of self-doubt is to build up self-confidence. Yep. So, guys, as you see, in order to, you know, because, see, when it comes to these programs, we have to learn how to flip the perspective, right? So one of your key things to move yourself out of self-doubt is to build your self-confidence. How do I build my self-confidence, Aru? You have to research. You know what I'm saying? Pull up a YouTube video. Type in Infinite Waters. You know, you have to do your work, y'all. We can only get you started. We can only ignite that fire. But it is you, my friend, that have to do the work. Ain't no lazy. If you're lazy, you're going to stay stuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm a teacher. I know Dwight's a teacher. We teach, you know, a lot of my clients hate me. Not hate me literally, but they get very angry with me because I make them do their work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to do our work. You know what I mean? We have to do our work, y'all. So type in Infinite Waters Self-Confidence. And Infinite Waters is Ralph Smart's channel. You guys know I use Ralph Smart a lot in my teachings. So, yeah. Watch the words that you speak over your life. I pretty much went into that already. Speak life, basically. You know and expect that it will happen. Know that it's happening. It will happen, right? We have to reprogram. Now, as far as your core beliefs, please be mindful of your core beliefs. Now, when it comes to your core beliefs, you know what I'm saying, what are those things that we believe about ourselves or about reality subconsciously? When is the last time you actually wrote them down, if you ever have wrote them down? Write down some of your core beliefs. Write down that shit you believe about yourself that ain't true. You know what I mean? And learn to flip the perspective. You know what I'm saying? An example, you know, I ain't going to never be shit. My mama told me I wasn't going to never be shit. My daddy never showed me I ain't going to be shit. I'm just really not going to never be shit. You know what I'm saying? And that was one personally for me. But I said, I stopped myself. I wrote that shit down. I was like, no, you are great. You are worthy of a good life. Start speaking life. Start saying positive affirmations for yourself. If rejection, you know, the program of rejection, you know, oh, nobody's going to love me. Nobody's going to accept me. Nobody's going to, oh, that's never going to happen. Oh, I'm not good enough. You know, the root of I think the root one of all of it, you know what I'm saying, is that I'm not good enough. You know what I'm saying? And from that root spirals the rejection, the fear of what people think, the, you know, people please and all that other shit spirals from that I'm not good enough program. That's my conclusion. You know what I mean? If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. So, no, guys, you do not have to dwell in self-doubt anymore. You know what I'm saying? Know that this is it. Know that you are worthy. Know that you are good enough. Speak life. All right? Speak life. Doubt is the seed of fear. And that was the White Jolly. That's what he said. Doubt is the seed of fear. You know, so have you wrote down your fears? What are your fears? You know what I'm saying? Are you clear about who you are? You know what I mean? And I do want to let you guys know that I am an oracle, and I do oracle readings, spiritual constellation, dream decodings, you know, or if you just need some type of intuitive guidance, you know what I'm saying, on a level, please contact me. All of my information is there. Even my website is there. Everything is there, y'all. You know, so contact me for an oracle reading. An oracle reading is pretty much getting in tune with your inner, you know what I'm saying, like your inner blockages, inner things that you, you know, have going on. And your, I use the tarot deck to get in tune with, you know, sometimes, you know, guys, you know, am I going to get the promotion? You know what I'm saying? You guys want this external clarity, which is also okay. But I feel at the end of it all, you need to get an oracle reading because you have to become clear about what's going on within you. A lot of y'all are scared. Excuse me, a lot of y'all are scared of that. And see, when I do my free live readings online, you know, when I do them here, I do live oracle reading, not tarot. Because all of y'all want, all most of y'all want is external validation. And baby, y'all get sideswiped when I say this is an internal clarity reading. Y'all like, oh, y'all not ready for that. You're going to learn today. You know what I mean? Because we're in a paradigm now, guys. There's no more external validation, y'all. That is dying. It's all about the internal now. So utilize all my contact information. Email me. Check out my reviews on my Facebook page. Book an appointment through my Facebook business page. Right? So, as I told you guys, I am an oracle, and what I am incorporating in these AM broadcasts is I am doing the card of the day. So at the end of each broadcast, what I do is I read, I pull for the world, right, and I go ahead and read and explain what the card means. And, you know, how many are you feeling? How many are you being still, right? How many are going within just truly feeling what's going on? So the card that I pulled is a card called Listen to Your Heart. This card represents feelings. It represents flowing energy. This card, you know, kind of tells you to stop, slow down, and listen. Energy goes where thought flows. Like meditation. Meditation, that's it. Listen to your heart. So I want all of you to remember to listen to your heart. All right, guys. So before we go, also, I want to read something that a friend of mine tagged me in. And, you know, guys, you know that I am a stickler on, you know what I'm saying, letting the kings know that they are appreciated, letting the kings know that they are loved, letting the gods know that they are loved. You know what I'm saying? Because as my friend Cetius Powell says, you know, we took a hard hit. You know what I'm saying? And as far as speaking life, you know what I'm saying, we have to learn how to speak life into each other no matter what. I don't care what the kings have done. I don't care, you know, I mean, guys, a lot of us, we have fucked up, and we fucked up royally in many ways, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of us ain't living right and all of that shit. But how are we going to change it? How are we going to begin to fix it if all y'all do is talk down on the kings? If all y'all do is make them, you know, make them aware of their problems or make them aware? How many of y'all queens and goddesses, how many of y'all speak in life into these kings? You know what I'm saying? Y'all forgot how to speak life into us. You know what I'm saying? All y'all want to do is tear us down, point out our flaws. You know what I'm saying? Tell us what we're not doing right. You know, maximizing on our flaw. No. It ends here, not on my watch, right? And if I ever see it, or if you ever come at me, you know what I'm saying, you will be immediately rerouted. So this is by Don Douglas, and it's called Notes to a King. King, it's so beautiful watching you interact with your children and the youth you mentor. You do a hell of a job in your role as a father, stepfather, uncle, big cousin, and brother. You don't always get accolades you deserve, but what you're doing isn't going unnoticed. Keep shining, and we will keep adoring your light. Love and light, King. So, yeah, I wanted to share that with all the kings. Know that you are beautiful. Know that you are worthy. Know that you are good enough, and know that you are powerful. Let no one belittle you. Let no one tear you down. Okay? All right. Know that you guys are loved. And, you know, I love you. And, you know, it's all about uplifting one another, right? At the end of it all. All right, guys, I'm going to leave out with some Prince. You know what I mean? And this is a song, one of my favorite songs. This was not on any of his albums. This was an unreleased song. But it's very, very powerful. You know what I'm saying? And I want you guys to really listen to the words. And I want you really to listen to what Prince is saying in this song. This song is about 10 minutes long, but guess what? It's worth it. All right? Till the next time, guys. Peace and love.
'99, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, "Art reflects society." How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror and graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society, then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contain deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand. Stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spellbinding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and sea. I am the energy. That is what I believe.
that one song is free. All things come from this one song. God and such me. Everything, everything is present. Last song, and all that come between.